The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hi, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on Friday morning, September the 26th. Good morning. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 7:06 in the morning. Oh, wow. Hey, honey. Good morning.
Good morning, and it's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning on this Friday. Oh, my gosh, we have Pet of the Week with us. Lots of stuff to cover this morning. We have a great... what do you want to call it?
We have a great bunch of guests.
Lineup. That's what I'm trying to say.
And we have two tickets, the final two tickets to the to the air show. We have tickets for the air show. We're not giving them away yet.
And we have a puppy in the room. So cute. I'm very tempted to want to take this dog home. But, okay, get it. 7:06 in the morning. It's the 26th. Lots going on. It's, of course, the air show this weekend. But there's a slight chance of showers today. Our temperatures are reaching around, they'll be around 76. Tonight, lows of 55. Kind of like where it is right now. Saturday, highs of 82. Mostly sunny, and Sunday it gets to be around 81. Fabulous weather for the air show this weekend. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Our pet of the week is here this morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Spencer. Now, you know, Linda brings in this little white ball of fluff. And
part chihuahua.
And puts her on my chest while I'm sitting there trying to get some things done. And she puts her on my chest. And she just is happy to see me, licks my face.
This dog is ready to be matched now.
Yes,
adorable.
She is.
Right.
Adorable.
Now. Little, okay, first of all, I like, you know, Snooki's all white. So this dog, well, why don't you just go ahead and tell us all about it?
So this morning I brought Missy with me. She's a two-month-old Chihuahua Terrier mix. She is solid white. She's got, on the tips of her ears, they're almost like a faint tan, almost an orangish color. She's about 2 months old. 2 months old. We have her rated for a home with kids of all ages. She does great with other dogs and cats. She will need some training because she is only about 2 months old, so she's not potty trained. She doesn't know any of her commands yet. But that's something that, you know, with a little bit of time, that you could definitely teach her really quickly.
Yeah, you have to.
She looks like a very bright little
dog.
Yeah,
she's bright. She's right there. She's ready to be matched. I picked her up. She wants to put her little head under your chin. She wants to be carried around. So, you know, I'm just putting a call out there right now for our listeners. If you've been feeling like you want to make room in your house for a dog, and this is an adorable size that would fit if you don't have a large space. She's tiny, and
she's affectionate.
You said she's probably getting about 14 or 15 pounds. But she's somebody you could carry around.
Okay. But, you know, 14 pounds is a good size dog. We didn't realize, you know, that's the size of Elk Killer is about that. So, and Linda wants the dog, but it's not going to happen. Because Elk Killer is one of a kind.
Yeah. And well, anyway, so let's talk about Pet of the Week. Is her picture up?
Her picture is up.
I've already got it, and it's going on our website right
she's
now.
She's sniffing them.
This morning as we speak.
And she is already spayed. She's microchipped. She's had everything medically done to her. So she can go home today.
This little dog will go home today.
Oh, yeah. Yes. She's getting to be like, okay, so she's a little, not rambunctious, but she's just adorable. She fits right there in your little, like I said, the nape of your neck. Anyway, so here we go.
Now she's got now she's taking the microphone with her. Okay, head on back to daddy there. Okay. Well,
so her name is Missy.
And she'll be in Kennel 1 at the Morgan Adoption Center.
Okay. Kennel 1. Give us directions.
Somebody needs to go down there.
Today.
So our address
snatched up right now.
Is 7449 East Side Road, or you can always give us a call at 241-1653. A picture of Missy is available at havenhumane.org.
Her little face looks like she's almost like a face of a lab.
Except for smaller.
I mean, but the shape is that. Her nose isn't that pointy.
No, it's a nice shaped face.
Yeah.
And she's completely white with those little, like, orangey, tippy ears there.
Yeah.
And she's very, very bright, and she's not scared.
No.
She's
lovable. All right. Spencer, perfect.
Give us a call when she's gone.
Will do.
And you know what? If you want this dog.
Oh, my gosh.
And you want to call Spencer right now and say, put a hold on this dog. What's your phone number?
This is, she's, I would just.
Well.
Yeah. I'm in love.
Well, they can call. Yeah. You don't want to give out yours. So Haven Humanes. What's their number again? So
it's 241-1653. And we start answering the phones at 8:30.
So at 8:30, be the first to call. I guarantee you're going to like this little
and
dog.
And it's a girl. I like girl dogs. I just have a tendency to like girl dogs. I think their disposition is a little bit different.
Smarter.
I don't know. My last four dogs have been girls. No, it's not about smarter. I just think their disposition for me, they're not peeing all over the shrubbery in the back and putting a big line across it. So, you know, they can pee in little stains that just don't. I know
just
it sounds stupid.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Okay. Enough of this. If we want urine stains in our shrubbery, we have cats that come in and visit us from all over the world. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay. Hey, Eric Holder. Speaking of people that have done things to our country, Eric Holder is leaving and says that he's resigning and as Attorney General. Hello, Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Do you have any thoughts on that one?
Hey, I just heard about it last night when I was actually listening to the news.
Uh-huh. When you're here with us?
Yep. I've learned a lot since being here.
One of the things we learned last night is our emergency broadcast system works great.
Yes, it does.
Because I always flip on Linda's show, so I listen to it, and I couldn't get it last night because there was an emergency broadcast was going. I thought because the type of radio I have that has, you know, it's a weather type radio along with it that I'd flipped it over to another channel. And I kept flipping it back and forth and I was looking for it. And then it turns out that it was our emergency broadcast system, alert system was working perfectly. It broke in on the show. It talked about the thunderstorms and lightning down in Anderson and the heavy storm that was coming. And it worked absolutely perfectly. And when it quit, y'all were right back on the air.
And we had no idea.
You had no idea what was
happening.
We had
no idea.
You two were just going for it.
Carrying on a conversation, but what happens when they do that emergency broadcast system, Carl?
Well, that's what it's there for. If there's the weather service says there's going to be something dangerous is happening, and when that happens, the system itself breaks in on all radio and all radio transmissions, and it can go along the bottom of TV sets too. I can if it's severe enough, it'll break in on the TV. And it will talk about, and it'll tell you what the danger is. And we have this system as part of having, you know, FCC requires us to have it. And then another one that we have, which is a newer type system that allows the government to take over your station. And which a lot of people, of course, you get into the paranoia is that, well, they can just stop us from broadcasting then. Well, they can until you unplug it. Yeah, so I mean, it's got to be plugged in first, and ours is plugged in. But it's there for like if it's there for an emergency, like you know, there's an earthquake down in San Francisco and it's destroying San Francisco, or there's a huge fires, or there's tornadoes coming. That's what this is for, and it works. Obviously, works. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, but before we do, I talked about it yesterday with Trish, is about sleeping with the rain. Sleeping with the rain is great, but it's even better.
You mean sleeping with the rain outside?
Outside. Not in the rain.
Let's clarify that. Yeah, sleeping in the rain is okay when you're in a tent. It was beautiful. We both have had these incredible nights of sleep. I think it's the fall, but it's also because we have our sleep number bed. And I know my sleep number setting is 40, and I like the fact that I have dual air technology. Yesterday I took apart our bedding and replenished it with like a new bed set. And I just love the fact that I know that the bed represents a place that I find comfort. And we do watch TV and movies and rest, and it's nice. It's a place to replenish yourself and get a great night's sleep with Sleep Number.
And my sleep number setting is 40, and yours is 40. And so even though we have the dual-air technology, we're still together on that too. But with the new Sleep IQ technology that have that is on the beds, is that it automatically senses how you're sleeping, how you're turning, and it's going to send you a message via the computer or an app that says, you know, you might want to check your settings, and you might want to try this, and it empowers you to make changes. And, you know, frankly, Consumer Report, I get Consumer Report. I like it. There's no advertising in it. They give their best shot at it. They find the Sleep Number beds is number one. Mm-hmm. In mattresses, and you can get a C2 queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology at under $1,000. That's $1,000 that's going to last for decades. And how important is that? So head on down to the Target Shopping Center over there in 1315 Churn Creek Road to the Sleep Number store and see Brian or Janice. And they're going to they're going to show you how you can rest comfortably and a lot more. And I tell you what, ever since we've had our bed, it's been we've slept better. I can say that, and I am happy to say that. All right, we're going to be right back after the news. And there's Angel, give us a call because I do have comments about this, about the Department of Defense that's bringing in undocumented immigrants, which some people would say is illegals, to serve, and they're going to be serving in very sensitive positions in the Army. So give me a call, and if not, I'll talk about it. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Service and quality.
Bye, honey.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to the Paint Mart. I want to match paint colors with wallpaper and new window blinds.
And just how are you going to do all that?
Paint Mart has this wonderful new PPG Voice of Color touchscreen where you can design paint colors, pick and choose PPG paints for walls and trim. Then I can pick out my wallpaper, blinds, and drapes, all with the ease of a large touchscreen. It's great.
At the Paint Mart, we have a design consultant to help you select the perfect PPG paint for interior, exterior, primers, and stains, including low VOC options with elegant, durable finishes and over 1,900 colors to choose from. We also carry wallpaper, custom blinds, draperies, and shutters. Paint smart with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality PPG paint, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff.
Come to Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2014-2015 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 8 consecutive years because providing healthcare with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
I won't know
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Friday. It's the last Friday of the month. No, no, no. Yes. Remember, we have a tonight with Nate Abarea. He's going to be probably on the air a little bit late. He's calling play-by-play here on KCNR. Chico at Enterprise, the Hornets, and it was funny that I had the guys on last night, and they were calling and what they thought the game going to be, which I think is really putting your, you know, what's on the line.
His partner tonight is a player from last year that was on the Enterprise team that went all the way down to the state championship. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy is the head of the organization there of Northern Firearms Instruction, and he has a whole team of professional NRA instructors. And they specialize in CCW classes. However, they will teach any type of gun classes, from rifles to hunting to personal protection. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take the basic CCW course. Starting tomorrow is the woman's only course, and there may be room still for a couple people. But you're going to have to call Ted at 999-1822 if you want to get into that class, or check out his website, readingccw.com. And if you do take it, you get to have me teach you the first part of that class.
Okay, something in the headlines I think that you would like to weigh in on, and our caller is, about a small number, it's on the headlines, a small number of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. will have an opportunity to join the military for the first time in decades under a new Department of Defense policy, which was unveiled yesterday. The new rules will expand an existing program allowing recruiters to target foreign nationals. Get this, foreign nationals with high demand skills, mostly rare foreign language experts or specialized health care training. Weighing in on this subject this morning is our caller, Ruth Angel. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Wow, I've been gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we've missed you. Yeah, we're glad you're back.
And hey. I just was reading, and I didn't know really how to take this, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, so does this mean that they automatically get citizenship? I would think so. And what does it mean to allow undocumented immigrants? In my first initial reaction was, okay, well, that's a good thing. If they're going to come to this country, they should serve this country. But I was interested in getting your opinion on that, Carl.
Well, we've had people that had green cards, and it was a way of obtaining your citizenship quicker. If you spent 3 years in the military and had a successful tour, honorably served, you would be able to become a citizen quicker than you would if you weren't in the service. But these were people with green cards. Now, they're saying is that we have very high, that these are skills that the services are lacking in. But yet, when we say undocumented, it's illegals. They could have come here and, it says before the age of 16. So they could have come here when they were 13 or 14. And they're going to be given jobs because of their language capabilities. And I think the language capabilities is not Spanish. They're talking
Arabic, Chinese, Arabic, Persian.
Farsi and these, which is even, but these mean that they're going to be sensitive positions. They're either going to be translators or they're going to be looking at documents. So they're going to need an SBI, a secret background investigation, or higher. And how do you give an illegal a background investigation when his parents are here illegally? And where do you, because you go back to them and beyond. Now, you do a records check and get an interim secret, but the bottom line is do we need to bring in illegals to do jobs like this, as opposed to contracts like we've done before?
Well, according to this article, it says after entering military service, foreigners are eligible for an expedited U.S. citizenship. Since 2001, more than 92,000 foreign-born service members have become citizens while serving in uniform. This is called the MAVNI, the MAVNI program. It began in 2008. It remains a pilot program. The Pentagon notified Congress on Thursday that the program, which was due to expire at the end of this fiscal year, will be extended for another 2 years and will, for the first time, include DACA status immigrants. Now, I'm not sure what that is. It's DACA.
This thing is, well, it's the DREAM. It's the DREAM Act. Yeah.
Okay, well, the military services are not required to accept recruits. They're not required to accept recruits under MAVNI. In recent years, the Army has been the only service to accept a significant number of recruits under the program. The Air Force has accepted only a few, and the Navy and Marine Corps have not sought MAVNI recruits in recent years. According to this article.
I find this going along the same lines as, we can have illegal serve. They just have to have a special education. I know is that when we were short certain interpreters and translators, we went out and contracted for it. And guess what? That worked okay. If otherwise, it's the, you know, again, if you need anything with the clearance, you've got to go back and look at it.
Does
now,
it not seem like a good idea, though, well, if you have been living in the country or maybe as one of the DREAM Act kids, and your parents were here illegally? Doesn't it seem as if opening that door to serving, you know, this country is a good thing?
Well,
I
guess it comes down to this. This is like this law that these congressmen were trying to introduce that illegals could serve in the United States military because we can't find enough good men and women that are American citizens to serve. This is at the same time we're forcing out 40, 50,000 soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen or more, because services aren't big enough. So, but yet we can still, we still need to take illegals in. You know, it's just another way of stepping all over the fact that, oh no, if you're here illegally, it's still okay. And we're just going to treat you like everybody else. And in fact, I don't even know why we're having amnesty. Let's just let them come in the military. In the state of New York, they're trying to open it up so they can vote.
Wow.
Except for presidential elections and congressional elections, but local elections, illegals can vote. That was a bill introduced in the New York legislature.
Well, now, it'll be coming to California soon, then.
Yes, if it's it's coming to a city near you. You know what? They've had this program before. This is just my opinion on it. You know, frankly, I think if we can't find enough citizens. And going back to the letting illegals serve in just in the regular military, if we can't find enough citizens to serve in our military, maybe it's time to bring back the draft.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hey.
Another controversial subject.
Hey, I'm all for that. You know what? Frankly, you know what? You want to live in this country, you want a part of this country, then serve this country.
Well, that just opens a whole nother door, and I'm not really sure the parents of today and the millennials are ready for that.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to serve in the military. Go out and build fire trails.
There you
go. Do things like this. But if you're going to live in the country and you want to vote in this country, and this is just my opinion, of course, then serve this country for 2 years. Do something. Wow. Do something to serve this country. Get some skin in the game, is my opinion. Okay,
alrighty.
Ruth.
Well, I will say goodbye to you and have a great day.
We thank you the world
very
of
much.
You. We're going to hear you tomorrow on the air?
Yep, I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
All righty.
Take care.
You betcha. Okay. Okay, you know, that's just my feeling about if you know, having skin in the game means is that you serve this country. And it doesn't mean you have to be in the military. So you volunteer to work in VA hospitals. So you volunteer to help and clean up cities. But you do it on a regular basis. And it's an official basis. So.
We have a few minutes, left before we go into the 7:30 hard break. Charles, you're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Putting illegal aliens in highly sensitive positions. Keep in mind, the 9/11 hijackers, before they pulled the trigger on their plan to do what they did, I mean, they were completely under the radar and nobody suspected a thing. So, I mean, and we're supposedly going to be bringing in illegal. Now, the fact that you would have illegal aliens from the Middle East serving in sensitive positions means that there are illegal aliens from that part of the world available for recruitment, which means we've got a lot more of them than just that. And you know, getting back to illegals in sensitive positions, can anybody, it sounds like a recipe for, or just, you know, we're setting ourselves up to become vulnerable to sabotage at a key moment of vulnerability, and that's not something we need to do.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's, you know what, right now we've, you know, we had somebody release hundreds of thousands of documents to WikiLeaks. We've had others that have, and these are homegrown citizens. You know, the fact is that what a perfect way to have somebody that is indoctrinated in a certain mindset comes here. Yeah, and come here when they're 13 or 14 and with parents who are like, you know, this, oh, but he speaks Farsi or he speaks or Swahili or Mandarin Chinese. I mean, it's the kind of thing is, you know, how deep can you go into that background investigation when they're when they've just been in this country for you know, a half a generation? Anyway, hey, we got to run. Good idea, Charles.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
KCNR 1460.
Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Creason's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Creason's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Creason's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Creason's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here. Oh, the home of Free Fire Radio. 7:34 in the morning, and it looks like it's about 55 degrees outside. Gosh, looks like we have 20% chance of rain today, slight chance of showers throughout the day, but mostly sunny tomorrow and Sunday, which is fantastic for the air show. We've all been waiting, anticipating, very, very excited for that. Again, tonight, the temperature is going to be around 55, slight chance of showers, and partly cloudy, again, around 55. light variable winds becoming around 8 to 13 miles per hour. That is after midnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with 82, and Saturday is going to be around 81. Fabulous weather again. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're very excited about having our guest this morning that is a, well, how would we describe her as far as a rock star in the air?
An aerobatic rock star.
Yes.
An
Jackie
aerial,
B.
Aerial aerobatic rock star.
Jackie B. And I had the pleasure of being interviewing you in 2006. And I just remember just being so taken with how dynamic you are as an individual. So thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Along with our friend Michael Burke, who's snapping a lot of pictures. The Exchange Club, and here you are again. What does this particular air show at this stage in your life mean to you?
This is my 12th year as an air show pilot, so I'm no longer a newbie. I'm quite a veteran at this point. And this is actually my last show of the season. So it's the first show and the last show are always very significant because it's been a very long year for me. And I want to make the last show as exciting as the first show.
How many shows a year do you do?
I typically do 12 to 15 shows a year. A full season would be 20.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot.
So you're on the road, baby.
I'm on the road, baby. Yes.
And you've been doing this for 12 years.
Yes.
How have the air shows changed?
They've changed in some ways good, some ways not so good. A lot of the middle to small shows have closed their doors simply due to lack of funding. And as the economy is not so great, a lot of the sponsors pull out because it's difficult to spread the money thin, and the air show seems to be one of those ancillary things that don't always need to be paid for. So an air show cannot run without sponsorship money. So a lot of the smaller shows across the country have closed their doors, maybe to wait out a year or two, spend a couple years raising some money, come back after two or three years and have another air show. So the larger shows continue to put on great shows, maybe with a little less money, but a lot of the smaller shows across the Midwest have closed their doors.
Has the sequestration, you believe the sequestration were in the government where a lot of the military aviation units are no longer participating, has that caused a lot of harm?
It had a huge impact on the air show industry, namely because the number one
we're just watching. It just,
hey,
Michael's
yeah,
in here.
Paparazzi moment. What yeah, do you want just, there?
The number one draw to an air show is military jets and lots of noise. Still, no matter how long we've been doing air shows, they don't come to see me first. They come to see the military jets. When we don't have those, people tend to find other plans. And when we lose military jets, a lot of people think, well, it won't be a very exciting show because I really want to see the noise and watch these awesome military jets do their thing. And when we don't have military participation, the attendance is down. So, therefore, the show makes less money. And eventually down the road, a lot of shows canceled their show before they even came close, knowing they were not going to get any jet support. And their history shows that over the years, when they did not have military support, their attendance was way down. So they decided to cut their losses early and just cancel their show. By March of last year, we had over 60 air shows had canceled.
Wow!
And then I know that we've got the Snowbirds.
We do.
We have an aviation unit out of the Canadian Air Force. So it will be lots of noise. But you know, frankly, I mean, maybe it's because I was in the service a long time.
Yeah, yes.
And you know, and I saw them doing real life stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, with ordnance and everything. That's why I enjoy people, and I don't want to call it. I wouldn't say entertainers.
Well,
is that right? Can I say that? But it seems more than entertaining.
We are entertaining you from the sky as you watch from the ground. But having the military, the Canadian Snowbirds, for one, they're flying a Tudor jet that's not a real new jet.
Right.
But they're flying a jet and they're flying formation. They entertain us by showing us the capability of the jet, number one, and what they can do as a team.
But you, when you're flying, and yes. Okay, this last thing I'll say.
No, we're all just like, Jack is here, let's talk.
But when you're flying, this is what I really like. I mean, you do things with that aircraft that, I mean, frankly, I can't walk and do those things.
And you should not try this at home.
This is one of those things I just can't build a model in my backyard and climb into it. Right, okay, I got it.
My job is to entertain you with my aircraft. You would be bored to tears if I flew straight and level and flew by, turned around, came back.
Yeah.
You'd be gone in about 10 seconds. So the idea is that I need to entertain you with my airplane. And I'm flying an aircraft that allows me to do that. It is designed to do all those flippy things that I do right in front of you. I'm going to swap nose for tail, tail for nose, and I'm going to twist and turn the aircraft in ways that I'm hoping you're going to say, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Our guest is Jackie B. She is one of the star pilots in our air show this week, and we're thrilled to have her with us. Jackie, question for you is mentoring.
Yes.
You just don't wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to be the female stunt pilot. You know, what happened for you where you had the moment that said, I'm going to really get into this and I'm going to go deep?
My father is a pilot and I was around aircraft all my life. And as I got older, there was no extra money to send me to flight school when I was 17. So I just worked and worked and worked until I could pay for it all on my own. Patty Wagstaff was my biggest hero as I was in my mid-20s, mid-30s, and I thought, if she can do this, I can do this. I really wanted to fly, but I didn't know at that time what kind of flying I wanted to do, and that evolved kind of one day. Someone took me for a ride upside down in an aircraft, and I was instantly hooked. There's no in-between. It's either black or white. You either love it or you hate it. There's no in-between.
So do you have scratch pads where you say, okay, I'm going to go up and how, I mean, I know that there has to be a aerodynamics and everything. Like, I think I can do this, but you have to go out and try it and test
thousands
it before.
Thousands of times. I've been flying for years. So I started aerobatics in 1997 and I started flying air shows when I was 50. But prior to that, it takes years to go up.
When you were what?
50. I flew my first air show when I was 50 years old.
Yeah, we're both sitting here because, you know,
you're ageless. It must have something to do with the G's. They keep all the lines out of your face.
All that upside down time
Maybe your feet look 50,
that's
but
gonna
you
That's going to make
don't.
You just float right. out of here, baby.
Because that means that you're over 50, which means is
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you started your first. You have to write a book.
I flew my first year. Oh, I'm in the process. But real quick to tell you, the practice takes years. You have to be good. When we flip the airplane around like that, it's not as controlled as you'd like to think. Every airplane will do the same tumble differently. So I have to go up high, do it over and over and over until it's absolutely perfect and predictable. So all the variables that I encounter from show to show, that adds to now I have to take all these extra variables. It still has to be perfect. Or I cannot do it for you because I'm going to do it at 50 feet above the ground. There are no do-overs. So if it's not perfect in the sky at 6,000 feet every single time, it does not come to the air show because now I'm flying down low and in your face.
We have a million questions.
Was if it's raining, the show still goes on.
And it sort of does.
It's not going to rain.
It was just a question.
But they said some rain or shine, so don't even think about it. If there's a cloud in the sky, we're going on.
There's a lot to see, but the flying will be limited simply because the rain on my propeller, which is a composite, rain is like bullets, and it will damage my propeller. So it would be very unsafe for me to fly in the rain.
Okay, but it's not going to rain tomorrow.
It's not going to rain.
That was a question.
Yeah, it is not going to rain Saturday and Sunday, so everyone, please come to the air show.
Is there an aerobatic maneuver that you haven't been able to do that you really want to?
On any given day, there are some maneuvers I can't do.
If there's one you thought of and you go, hey, this is a showstopper.
Not necessarily. I don't know that I can reinvent anything. There are guys out there that have done. And literally, you go up high and you say, okay, I'm at this airspeed, I'm going to put the airplane in this position. I'm going to stick the stick here and I'm going to stab this rudder and see what I get. We have all done that to see what we get. And then the trick is, if it goes well, the trick is to do it again. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't do it over. Sometimes you can't figure out what you did. Or if I'm doing maneuver and it goes bad or it goes differently, not bad, but it just goes in a way I didn't want it to do, it's like, wow, that was really cool. I don't know what I did differently. I can't recreate it.
Okay, before we take our break, signature stunt.
I come in from show right and I fly right down the flight line and I pull 8 G's and I go straight up and I roll the airplane until I run out of up and then it slides backwards and then I start my routine.
Okay, now a G.
And then you go back to your hotel
room. Talk about a
Let's
G,
have
everybody,
a cocktail.
I'd have to have one before I did it.
Okay.
Maybe two. Yeah. Okay, a G is a G force. Explain to everybody what
it
that is.
It is one force of gravity. Everybody's feet is attached to the earth by one force of gravity. If you pull 8 times the force of gravity, my airplane weighs, let's say for easy numbers, 1,500 pounds. 8 times 1,500 is whatever it is. That's the amount of weight I'm pulling to turn the corner. It lasts for about a second or two. I load it because I want to turn the corner with speed, so I have to do it fast. So I pull 8 G's. So I got to have strength enough to pull that airplane 8 times the force of gravity to get it to go up with all that airspeed that I turned the corner.
Are you wearing no, you're not.
G-suits have to have a system that you've got to plug it into. It's got to be something that blows. Civilian airplanes don't have this. Military aircraft have G-suit systems.
And that way it keeps the blood. See, what happens is when you pull a lot of G's, the blood tends to pool away from your brain.
When you pull positive G's, the blood comes out of my head. Right. That would cause, if it lasted too long, I'd be dizzy.
Right.
And then I'd black out. Negative G pushes all the blood to my head, which is just as bad. But we don't sustain the G load. I load it and let go.
Okay.
And I use a grunting press. It's not very ladylike, but
I was going to ask you it's a grunting move.
It's to tighten the diaphragm to hold the blood so it doesn't go too far. I want it to get right back to my head.
And you can hear them on
those UFC girls have nothing on you.
You can hear the pilots grunting their way through turn.
You don't want a lot of audio in the cockpit when I'm flying.
Now, are people going to get to meet you? Are you going to be signing autographs? Good. Because I can't wait to be there when you're finished.
Absolutely. As soon as I'm done flying, I will talk to everybody that wants to talk to me.
All right. Well, we're fans. We're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460. Jackie B is our guest.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Sherry with the Good News Rescue Mission, and today a young lady named Venus came into the mission, and she was so happy and even had tears in her eyes, and that wasn't her story not too long ago, because she came to the mission homeless, broken, afraid, alone, and today, through the help of those of you who support us and the programs of the Good News Rescue Mission, she, with a smile on her face, got a job and is going back to college, and her life has completely been restored. In her own words, she said, "The mission changed my life." Venus is just one of thousands whose lives have been transformed at the Good News Rescue Mission. To hear more stories like hers, or to make a donation and help be a part of that solution, or to refer somebody in need, go to our website at gnrm.org. That's for Good News Rescue Mission. or check us out on Facebook. Become a part of the solution. That's the Good News Rescue Mission, GNRM.org.
It's Super September Savings at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on all 2015 Kia Optimas and Sorentos. Come and get them on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, plus government fees and taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Finance offer through Kia Motors Finance ends October 1st, 2014. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com. reddingkia.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is Friday, September the 26th.
You know what song that is.
7:50 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. It may make it a little bit of rain today, but it's going to be a great day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. Classes on health and diet, everything you can possibly imagine. Walk into Orchard Nutrition and you feel healthier. In fact, your cholesterol drops just walking into the store. And it's a little known fact. It's located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. And Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. Our guest is Jackie B., and who started flying when she was 10 years old and and started performing when she was 20. And but we were talking about ordinarily this is like a 15-minute segment or 12-minute segment, but we're into this. This is good. We're talking about and I told the story about when I was with the Marine Air Wing, and the chief of staff said how women should never be flying because they couldn't handle it. And then at the end of the conversation, he says, of course, the world champion aeronautical aviator is a woman, and so is the second one, too. So we weren't sure if he was kidding about it or not. Of course, now women have been integrated into the aviation community at all levels. So,
yes.
Do you think part of that was because of the work that you all and your predecessors did?
It's possible. I think at the end of the day, still, even in my situation, flying is it's one of the last all-male bastions still. Women that fly, it's not about being a woman at this point. You are either a good stick or you're not. If you are not a good pilot, you will not be accepted. I don't care if you're blue or green.
That's fair.
Or have two heads.
That's fair.
That's fair. You either can do the job or you cannot. Not all women can do everything that a guy can do.
Hello. You know what? And I, you know what? I'm absolutely, 100% behind what you said. Mm-hmm. And the job shouldn't be there. It's just, okay. We're going to put her in the middle of this because she's a female. You can either fly or you can't fly. And if you can't fly, you're a danger.
You are a danger to yourself and others. So it. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're a female or you're a male, if you can do the job. But the other little known part of this world that I live in is that as a woman, I still get to be a girl. I wear girl clothes when it's appropriate, and I wear a flight suit when it's appropriate. But I also am not interested in changing the men. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to fly with them. They accept me because I'm a good stick, and I let them be them.
That's I like that
one
terminology.
Of the things that some of the women don't quite understand. Their job, they think, is to break in and do their thing and change the world. And that's a big undertaking. I wouldn't even try that.
Well, we've been talking about that, how sometimes all these changes to the men just don't work out.
It doesn't. And there's
the
no reason to do it. There's nothing wrong
about that
with it.
Yesterday.
There's nothing wrong with it. If you want to play in their game, play by their rules. But you don't have to not be you.
We were watching a documentary. Remember there was a place outside of Vegas? Remember there was a place outside of Vegas where the pilots would come and they would land and this gal, she was out.
The right stuff. It was, it wasn't outside Vegas. It was wherever they were testing, it was that Air Force base.
There was a woman who had a club and everybody
Poncho,
hung out.
Poncho,
yeah,
Poncho Barnes.
There
Poncho
you
Barnes.
Go.
Okay. It's in California.
Yeah, okay. It was in California.
Yeah. Somewhere outside Edwards.
Edwards Air Force Base. They were going for the speed of sound.
Yes.
And Poncho,
Poncho
Barnes. We read the story and saw the documentary.
Yeah, saw the documentary.
But she wasn't an aviator, though.
She was like the son somebody didn't have. She was a pretty tough.
How about raunchy?
Charging.
Yeah. Raunchy would be a good word.
My father met her one time many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he said the stories about her are all true.
Well, it's funny. Our guest at 8 o'clock is a is a lady by the name of... Scotty Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
And Scotty Hughes is a conservative woman who said, you know, is talking about conservative women in politics. And so she's going to come on. And we're going to talk about women that are taking their place. Yes, you know, that, but you don't have to change yourself to be a success, to be a success in your endeavors. And you're just, that's what you're telling us.
I can only be the best me. I can only be the second best anybody else. So why would I want to be somebody else? My job is to excel at what I do and be me all day, all night.
Well, we're talking about the air show this weekend, and Jackie B is, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
One of the very few wonderful women stunt pilots, aerial pilots. There's five. Five in the show this weekend?
In the country.
In the country.
So
we have two here.
We have two. There's five in the country. That's huge.
Aeronautical. Here, we're talking.
What's the title?
I'm an aerobatic pilot.
Aerobatic pilot.
We get away from that word because it connotates other things.
All right.
So there's five.
You mean stunts?
There's
four or five ladies across the country that do what I do. Total out of almost 500 air show pilots who are men.
Fantastic.
It's a small group of people.
So get your tickets now. We've got two that we're going to give away
right now.
The first caller. We have two general admission tickets that are good for Saturday and Sunday. We've been saving these specifically for this morning.
Saturday or Sunday.
Knowing that Jackie B was going to be here, give us a call at 605-4567 and you'll get these two general admission. No ice chests. You must bring chairs and just enjoy yourself.
And sunscreen.
Gates open at 8 a.m.
Sunscreen. And you can meet Jackie.
Yes.
And Jackie will say, and just say, hey, I heard you on KCNR.
Perfect. Well, welcome back to Reading.
Thank you very much.
Lots of changes since
2006. You know what? I admire, and of course you're different, as we said in the Marine Corps about our aviators. We admired them in the air. It was when they were on the ground that we had a problem with them. But you obviously have got it. You're obviously a quality person in the air and on the ground.
It's a full-time job. I got to be good both times.
All right.
How do you get your... plane from spot to spot?
I fly it.
You fly it? Okay. Well, no, I mean, if you're...
No,
I mean, your plane, though,
sideways
is...
And
it's
well,
an airplane.
What I meant, I know that.
I fly
it. But your plane is designed for...
It is. It's designed for aerobatics, but it can still go straight and level.
Right.
And when I need to go to Florida, I have to fly it.
And how long does it take you to get from Florida to California?
If the weather's clear, it would take me 2 days.
Okay, so that's
not bad.
No, I was
thinking, or a day and a half, depends.
I was thinking because the way it's built, it made, you know, you got a short, you know, your gas, you know, you're having to land lot more.
I have 2 and a half hours of fuel. So, yes, I do have to land a few times.
You can still get your tickets at readingairshow.org. Let's see. Or you can call 223-9922. And, of course, visit the Reading Airport near the City Fire Station. Again, the opening ceremonies are around 11:30, but the gates open at 8. And you've got to check out all of the displays that they have.
Lots of aircraft on the ground.
Wonderful. We'll be there on Sunday.
Perfect.
Looking forward to it. And we've given our tickets away. Who was our winner?
Oh, boy, it's a tough name.
Supercalifragilistic.
His last name is Scovel.
Okay, Scovel.
Scovillelle.
Got it.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Well, Jackie closing thoughts here. Couple minutes.
I would like to let everybody know in the metropolitan area of Reading that coming out to the air show, you can do several things. You can bring your kids. You can bring your grandparents. You can see aircraft on the ground. You can see military aircraft that a lot of stories will be told around. You can see women fly. You can bring your kids and show them, particularly your female children, that no matter what they want to be, they can be any. If I can do what I do, any girl out there, no matter what age she is, can do whatever she wants to do. She just has to want it and work for it.
That's great. That's great.
Positive messages all around.
If you don't already have tickets, it's a good way to spend the day, and it's a super shows. And we've seen Jackie in action before, and she's just simply outstanding. It's going to be a great time tomorrow. Like she said, you can go out and you can watch some of our old military planes that are going to be parked out there that you can talk to, and some of the people probably that have flown them at some times in their life. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening tomorrow out at the airfield.
Also, general admission tickets are on sale at Rayleigh's in Reading, Red Bluff, and in Chico.
There you go. Okay, Jackie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's every time you're on the show, and it's been a few years, but we get to know you better, and it's
a delight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael Burke.
I look forward to flying for you.
And you know what? Yes. I'm going to give you a Google Earth photo, so you can kind of like fly over our house a couple times.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe you know, smoke us. You know,
not. You're going through. Nah. Our next door neighbor is a pilot. Yeah. He does it. He flashes his lights right by so his wife every night to say hello.
As he's flying by.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back, and our guest will be Scotty Nell Hughes. The new conservative woman speaks out, and I know she's got some things to say about Eric Holder. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A fire at suburban Chicago air traffic control facility halted all flights in and out of the city's two airports. A lot of headaches are in store, according to Daniel Baker with FlightAware.com.
Major airlines, regional flights, foreign air carriers, cargo companies, and all flights in and out of these airports.
Eddie says the effects will be very widespread. The latest reading on the economy finds it grew at an annual rate of 4.6% in the spring. That's good news to economist Hugh Johnson.
It's very good, solid growth, and really suggests that the economy is regained some momentum, and perhaps in the second half of this year, and I think we're crossing our fingers, but also forecasting it, the economy is going to do very well.
And the latest reading on the economy finds that with that rate of growth, nearly 5%, it's the fastest pace in more than 2 years, and is causing some investors to feel a little more optimistic about what may happen in coming months. Meanwhile, a measure of U.S. consumer confidence reached its highest level since July of 2013. Led by more optimism, the economy will grow and incomes will rise. The University of Michigan says its index of consumer sentiment rose to 84.6 in September, up from 82.5 in the month of August. U.S.-led airstrikes in eastern Syria have hit oil facilities and other sites controlled by ISIS militants for a second day. Here's the BBC's Yolanda Dell.
The latest airstrikes are said to have hit sites in Deir ez-Zor, an oil-rich province in eastern Syria. Activists say that a base for IS militants in the city of Mayadin was targeted, as well as an oil field. The strikes come a day after the U.S. and its Arab allies attacked a dozen oil production facilities in Syria, trying to cut off one of the main sources of funding for the extremist group.
That report from the BBC's Yolanda Nell, and this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
At the Values Voters Summit in the nation's capital, the Family Research Council's Tony Perkins said conservatives are united by the meaning of liberty.
We understand the dangers of government that grows ever larger while becoming ever hungrier and even more jealous of any institution that rivals or diminishes influence.
This year's summit features a long list of conservatives and Republicans who are expected to rebuke the Obama administration and unite around the cause of religious liberty for all Americans. Three retired firefighters who worked at Ground Zero on 9/11 died on the same day from cancer-related illnesses this week. James LaMotta is president of the Uniformed Fire Officers Association.
On Monday, we had three other members of this department, two firefighters and a lieutenant, pass away from 9/11-related illnesses.
It all had one form or the other of cancer. This is SRN News. A day of light rain brought some big gains against a Northern California wildfire that's charred more than 100 40 square miles. That reduced the number of threatened homes also from thousands to just hundreds. CAL FIRE spokesman Ryan Lubin said that fire is still dangerous.
Acreage burned is just over 95,000 acres. Containment is at 55%. We still have 289 structures threatened. We have 12 residents that were destroyed by the fire and 68 other type of structures.
A powerful earthquake shook a large part of Alaska yesterday morning. No damage or serious damage or injuries reported. As you can tell by this lady laughing as she's living through the quake, it did have a preliminary magnitude of 6.2 and hit at about 10 o'clock local time yesterday morning. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Wow. Well, we were out in the lobby talking with Jackie B. You can see what happened that we got sidetracked with. You know, it's just really fascinating in our business that we get to meet wonderful individuals that are extremely they've worked really hard to become the best at what they do. And really, this gal that we just were talking to, Jackie B, who's going to be, you know, one of five women in the country that does aerobatic stunt piloting, will be there this weekend. Said that really, you know, the 10 minutes of her performance in the air is really not all about what she does. Part of what her calling, she feels, is that she inspires people, other girls, that they can do whatever they can set their minds to do, as well as just inspiring people, and that there's a lot of PR that she loves as part of the job. And that inspires me. 8:06 in the morning, if you're just tuning in here at KCNR 1460, we are going to be having a special guest on that is a female by the name of Scotty Nell Hughes that's written a book called Roar. We're connecting with her in just a moment. A slight chance of showers today with temperatures around 76. Our highs tonight's going to be around 55. This weekend is going to be beautiful, mostly sunny with temperatures around 82 on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny with temperatures around 81. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are our warm friends. Or the other motto is, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. You know that we love to support our local businesses. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. A couple other things. Tonight, a Classic Cafe, they're celebrating their 28th anniversary it looks like it's German night. You know, they do this German stuff. It's October, definitely. They're kind of doing a pre-October with Sauerbraten and Jägerschnitzel and Schweinebraten and stuff like that. You know, anybody who loves that German food, Classic Cafe. So you want to definitely get in there and get a seat celebrating their 28th anniversary as well. We're doing so what's going on? Let's see. What else we have? Oh, Nate Abbaray is going to be in a little bit later. He is going to be reading live tonight. He's calling play-by-play Chico at Enterprise, where the Hornets Nest Enterprise High School. They are really going to be on fire with this game tonight. There you go.
Yeah, okay. We've got a lot of things going on. We're getting Scotty on the line now, and be talking about conservative women in politics and a bunch of things. She's got a new book out called Roar. And it's the new conservative woman speaks out, and she's a director of a number of things here. That we're going to be talking about, and especially is how do women get into in these, you know, how do conservative women, how are they treated by the media? What she is saying in her book? And of course, we want to hear about what's going on with her opinion on Eric Holder. we're, like I said, we're having to dial a couple of different numbers to get Scotty on. But while we're doing that, let's just say is that this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And if you're looking for great presents for Christmas or anything, you've got great coffees over at Espresso Joe's or other things. You can walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And, of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, you know, e-cigs, everything. They've got it all at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Let's not forget they're going to be having their fall coffee specials with their pumpkin latte, and which we always look forward to, as well as their specialty Christmas coffees. Last year they had Jingle Crunch. They had some incredible fall. I know that they're going to do it again. And those coffee beans are spectacular. Hostess gifts and Christmas gifts to give. We know that we're going to be going home for Thanksgiving as well as so many events. What are we doing?
Nothing right now. We're just still trying. We're dialing a number of different numbers to get Scotty on the line here. It seems like we've changed one of the numbers. But let's talk about what's happening Saturday is the 2014 Reading Great Strides. It starts at 9 o'clock down at the Sundial Bridge at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and call Janine at 530-355-7255 or Heidi at 524-0183 to participate in this. This is for finding a cure for cystic fibrosis. It's a fatal genetic disease that causes life-threatening lung infections and premature death and affects tens of thousands of children and adults. Yeah, Great Strides. It's a nationwide fundraiser for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So, Savannah, are we just having to go through a number of different phone calls here?
We have her. We're just calling her home line really quick.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
make sure that it's a solid line. I was going to say, this is what you call trying to master the stretch.
Well, this is the number they gave us to call two or three
stretch.
Times. Now, do you have the background we have on everything else that's happening today, too. You know, besides this weekend, of course, with the air show, we've got the cystic fibrosis tonight. I think you've already mentioned this is the cafe. The German
Classic Cafe.
Classic Cafe is having a big German night. It's their 27th. I think it's their 27th anniversary at the Classic Cafe. Oh, I'm sorry, their 28th anniversary is tonight.
Yes, their 28th anniversary, but it's tonight on the 26th. A couple things to remind you about in October. We're going to do Bark and Wine. We'll be out there at the at Wind River on Saturday, October 4th. Come out and support Haven Humane. October 2nd, that's the Thursday. Please join us out at Wind River in Elements Lounge from 7 to 9 p.m. Great prices on a special menu that they brought out for that night. I'm going to be with Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, Bobby Ferramendi's on drums, and special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar. It's going to be they're going to transform the night, tablecloths and candlelight, and we're going to be doing songs from the American Songbook, some of my favorites, and it's going to be a really great night. No cover charge, so come out and just have a cocktail or an iced tea and just enjoy your night. Savannah's connecting with our guest, and we are going to be talking. There's a special book out called Roar.
Have we found her yet? Okay, we've not found her yet. I tell you what,
we're there.
Oh, okay.
The new conservative woman speaks out. Scotty Nell Hughes. Finally, we got you. Got a hold of you this morning. Good morning, Scotty. Welcome to our show.
Well, I would just like to thank the NSA, the TSA, or anything that ends in A, because I think they've sat here and they've taken, you know, or maybe it's the drones that's been assigned to me. I don't know, but for some reason, none of my lines worked, and so I apologize.
Well, that's okay. We are tenacious here, if nothing else. We are tenacious out here in the Northern California area.
You have to be. You have to be in order to survive. You can't just be boring.
Yeah, no, you can't just be boring. You've got to fight for it here. Scotty, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, the truth is I am and if anybody's ever picked up Roar yet, which I hope everybody will after they hear this, I am a God-fearing, gun-toting, baby-loving, traditional marriage-believing, SUV-driving, I-don't-care-about-my-carbon-foot-imprinting, lamestream media-smacking, sip-my-sweet-tea-from-a-big-gulp-drinking, rhino-hunting, one-nation-under-God-pledging mom, just to say the least.
Well, that's, I guess, you know, there's nothing else to ask then after that one.
No, we're done. We can all go eat
still eat bonbons.
Well, you know what? This is when I got a email and they were talking about you. That's what started this. But it's not me so much as it is my bride here who said, she said, line Scotty up. We have a lot of questions.
So do you mind if we just kind of, you know, let's just come out with a bang here. We got to take a break. When we come back, we've got a lot of questions lined up for Scotty Nell Hughes. She is the author of Roar, a new book out with a new conservative woman who speaks out. Hang in there. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
To live a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football is better on the river. Escape your Mondays and start your week out right with football tailgate fun and Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, football prizes, or a spin for $100 or nothing, plus $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. And while you're here, try your luck at the Swipe to Win for your chance to win a table of 10 for our signature big game event, the ultimate tailgate party. Now, even better. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Up for some meal deals and drink specials? Grub out on our sports menu and overtime lounge. Half off until the end of halftime.
Extend alcohol.
An extended happy hour until 9 p.m. only at Wind River Resort and Casino. Can you fit all this hard-hitting action into one package? Football is better on the river. Wind River Resort and Casino. For more info, log on to windriver.com. Football is better on the river.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Our guest is Scotty Nell Hughes, but it looks like we're having a, okay.
Okay. We have a difficulty because.
Here's the problem, and here's the problem you have when you start dealing with people on a national level. Their publicist wants us to have them on, and then lines up all these things, and then, then the person, when you're calling them, says, oh, gosh, you know what? My phones aren't working. He said, oh, well, now I've got another
radio program.
So.
All right. So anyway, we'll see if we can get her back on. Anyway, so she's got a new book out called Roar, and we're going to be talking, I guess, at another date
when we can finally get
a hold of her publicist to reschedule.
She just said that her publicist scheduled her for two different things at once.
Oh, really?
So
okay. Well, then we won't talk about this. We won't talk about the book. Then. Okay. Maybe that's why conservative women have a tough time getting on the radio sometimes.
What is it with our Republican Party? Our Republican Party. What's happening with the Republican Party? You know, let's. You want to rant? How fractured. That's the word that comes to my mind.
Yeah, sometimes when it happens.
Who's our leader?
You know, the bottom line is when you're calling these people.
Are you excited about anybody in the Republican Party?
Well, yeah, I am.
But
you know what? Don't let's not rate the Republican Party because of
We're talking about conservatives.
Well, you know, frankly, I think this is the year for conservatism. I think that people have had enough of going to the left as far as we have, and they're looking for leadership. They're looking for somebody that has that has morals and says, look, this is wrong. 58% of women that have just a high school education are having children and they're not married. 58% are having children and they're not married. The women under the age of 30 who are having children who are not married is in the is something like 71%. And so it's the whole thing about this is where are we going in our country? Our country needs to have a moral structure. And this is what a conservative advocate can be, is say, you know what? No, it's not okay to do these things. It's not acceptable to do these things. That we, you know, that we do need a strong moral compass.
Carl, I know what you're saying. Many of our listeners know what you're saying. I'm simply asking, who's the leader? There always needs to be a leader that inspires the people, inspires a group, inspires us. And there's been so fighting amongst people inside the party. Romney, I mean, who is the person where you're talking about conservative values and conservatism, where we're wanting to follow? We're getting excited. Kind of like what Obama did for the Democratic Party. I mean, we watched both conventions. I'm sorry, folks. They're a difference of night and day. The Democratic convention, I'm just talking about from an observer. It's like me watching talent on The Voice with the blind chair. When I turn around and I think, would they turn around and go, oh, well, from a standby observer watching the Democratic Party or Democratic convention, they were excited, electrified, turned on, tuned in. There was energy, hope. That's what you would wish that would happen over here in the Republican Party, a Republican convention. And what did you see? You saw people sleeping on the floor. Seriously, there was such disconnect, stiff. It was, I'm conservative. So I was just like, wow, where are the young? Where's the energy? Where's the hope? Where's the newness that it's okay? It's cool to be conservative. This is the disconnect. So we need somebody to jump in there that's going to really ignite and excite that part of, and this administration right now is making the Republicans out to be demonic.
Well, but it's been like that. And the whole thing about it is I would hope is the Republicans learned something last time, and they do have to get up. They have to, the tent has to get bigger, and you have to bring in a lot more people. But I also think is that people are tired of what's happened in this country. I know they're tired of what's happened in this country. Look what's going on. Look at the shift that's going to happen during this election. I really believe that you're going to see Republicans take over the Senate and hold the House of Representatives. And if that's the case, that means is the country is swinging back into a more middle of the road conservative look. And then in the 2016 election, who did the Democrats have to run? The only person you're hearing about is Hillary. She'll be 69, and she's been in politics a long time. She's got a lot of baggage. So there are a number of young Republicans that are coming up. It could be a congressman, it could be a senator, it could be a governor that's coming in to that's going to be running that is going to, I believe, excite a lot of people. So I think the bottom line, though, is what's best for the country. And if it's a conservative group that, that pushes through here, that's what's going to happen. I would never give up on this thing. I would never say, oh, it's too late. No, it's not. The only thing you have to do is get people fired up again. And I think that can happen. In fact, I am sure that's what's going to happen. Let's go to the phones.
Roberta.
Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You know, the liberals over the last 50 years have done a wonderful job of making conservatism marginal. And what we have to do is get into the schools or young people's organizations or something, because they don't know what it is to have the responsibility to vote, to learn about our history, and that's what we have to ignite. But you know what? I'm hoping Dr. Ben Carson, if he doesn't run, will bring somebody to us. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think Ben Carson is, I think that Ben Carson has a lot of great things to say, and I don't know if he'll run or not, because frankly, you know, this is the thing about running. I look at what happens even at local races for city council. And I see the things that happen to people out there and the way they're treated. And the further away from the city hall you get, I mean, the more national it gets, or the more, you know, it's the thing. Why you have to ask yourself, do the best and the brightest run? Because do they really want to put themselves through this? You know, congressman, maybe not so much, but by gosh, when you get up to the when you get up to that level, I mean, Ben Carson is got an extraordinary mind, and he has a lot of great things to say. But does he want to put himself through this?
Well, he has an extraordinary life, also, and he has an extraordinary way of working with young people. And so, anyway, if as I say, if he doesn't run, I believe that he will bring someone to us.
Well,
so
that's
just
good.
Keep the thought.
Well, that's good. You know what? You got to keep the faith, because we've got, our country needs a change. And when you've had a regime, in this case it would be for 8 years, that has decimating the military, has taken foreign policy and turned it into some kind of wheel of fortune, you know, who gets what this time. You've got an attorney general that, where he is defending the administration so much against all of these that he refuses to even look at Fast and Furious and the IRS and all these other things. And he's leaving, and now the Democrats want to push in somebody else before the elections, because they know if it's after the elections, they're going to have a tough time. This whole thing is people are looking for change, and I realize that the first election was, you know, hope and change. Well, I think this time people hope to change, and that they're going to make that decision. I see independents doing it. I see Republicans, conservatives, Republican moderates getting together to make a change, and I think it's going to happen this time.
I think it's going to happen too, Carl. And thank you so much for your program, and enjoy the sunshine today.
Okay, it's going to be a great day. Thank you very much. Oh, gosh, you see what else we have here. Next Tuesday at there'll be the community, Shasta County Honor Flight California is having a movie. That it's a $10 donation, and it's going to be down at the
Veterans Hall.
At the Veterans Hall, it's going to be at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And all donations are going to go to our Honor Flight, Northern California, where they take the World War II veterans back to see the World War II Memorial. And you can't, you know what? There's not that much time left for our World War II veterans. And what they do is every veteran that gets flown back there, everything's free for them. People volunteer to be their attendants and we'll go for a nominal fee. We'll pay their own way back. And then they'll fly out on a Friday. They come back on a Sunday. But on Saturday, they are able to go see the World War II Memorial and other memorials right there in Washington, D.C. So next Wednesday on the 30th, they're having a movie about this down at the Veterans Hall at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Breaking news. Hundreds of flights have been grounded at Chicago's busy O'Hare and Midway airports following a fire. at an air traffic control facility. The disruptions are all but certain to ripple out and affect flights in other parts of the country. So if you have people that you know that are flying in or you're flying out, a flight from Houston to San Francisco, for example, could become delayed or canceled if the aircraft or crew scheduled to operate it gets knocked off schedule by the situation in Chicago. And in bad news for the Flyers looking to get on their way before the weekend, the cancellation tally is only likely to grow, warned one of the prominent flight trafficking officials. Departures from Chicago generally stopped at 5:35 this morning. Only arrivals were a handful of flights and departed before the incident. So just so you are aware of what's happening there, there was a fire in one of the radar facilities. You can look for the updates of Federal Aviation Administration's air flight. Southwest, which operates the majority of flights out of Chicago, confirmed all of its flights would be grounded until at least one. We recommend customers to check their flight status on Southwest and other airports if you're looking to fly out of any of the nearby airports this week. And we got to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
To Paint Mart for service and quality.
Bye, honey.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to the Paint Mart. I want to match paint colors with wallpaper and new window blinds.
And just how are you going to do all that?
Paint Mart has this wonderful new PPG Voice of Color touchscreen where you can design paint colors, pick and choose PPG paints for walls and trim. Then I can pick out my wallpaper, blinds, and drapes, all with the ease of a large touchscreen. It's great.
At the Paint Mart, we have a design consultant to help you select the perfect PPG paint for interior, exterior, primers, and stains, including low VOC options with elegant, durable finishes and over 1,900 colors to choose from. We also carry wallpaper, custom blinds, draperies, and shutters. Paint smart with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality PPG paint, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff.
Come to Paint Mart.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army, where I stood side by side with some of the most resilient people I've ever met. They taught me that one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or service member in crisis or having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. One conversation can save a life. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And I talk about taking a step back in time with great haircuts and great prices and discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. I've been trying to get down there all week. I'm going to try and get down there today so I can have a fresh haircut for this weekend and get my twice-monthly haircuts. And I love it down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. You know, I just got a blog in here on our live blogs here. It says Rand Paul – will ignite the conservative wing of the Republican Party. If you remember Ron Paul, who came out here, and Ron Paul, who was running for president, that libertarian that got the largest crowd of people at Chico State University. He really, really appeals to young people and for the future. And isn't it strange that you have a man that's in his 70s can ignite young people and like that and talk about the future and talk about what is, you know, what they're interested in. And yet you see other people that are much younger than him cannot do that. But Rand Paul, is he going to have to change some of his viewpoints? I know that he was almost an isolationist when it comes to foreign policy. Is that changing? And is there some other things that are going to be need to change? Is Rand Paul going to have the charisma and the ability to reach out to so many people? The price of gas is dropping. They're saying, oh, it's going to go into the twos. You're going to start seeing two instead of three because it's that time of the year and gas, you know, people are driving less and, you know, and the gas production keeps up. The price of oil is dropping and all this. The problem with that is it's like a glove. It's like a leather glove that's nice and soft and, you know, and expands. If you got a big hand and you put it into the glove never quite reaches, you know, never kind of goes all the way back. And it's kind of like the presidency. But in the glove for these gas prices, they've set this mark where it's up from $4, almost $5 for gas. And then so that glove is a lot bigger now. And so, oh gosh, you know what? It's $2.99. That's really super. Oh man, $3.01. This is great. Well, we're accepting of that. We accept that when we're sitting on the, you know, some of the largest oil reserves in the world, and yet we won't pump them. So we accept a $3 and $3.20 gallon of gas. And so then the next time it goes up, and it will, because starting in January of 2015, we have our cap and trade, which automatically adds 25 cents or more to a gallon. You can watch that. And then it starts, you know, starts again on the prices start going up. So then all of a sudden it's, you know, $4.50 for a gallon of gas, which is kind of what Obama said back 6 years ago, you know, having gas go up to that's okay as long as it doesn't do it right away to have people stop driving and force other things to happen. The bottom line on it, though, is that you're going to be accepting that 450 gallon of gas. And then it goes down to, oh, look, it's under four. It's now, look, it's 388. And then it just keeps on going like that. I frankly think that it's a,
it's interesting.
It's interesting because if this was under Bush, they'd be screaming that Bush is getting kickbacks from the oil companies.
We watch movies. We look at the, occasionally when they drive up to the gas station and you see, you know, 69 cents, $1.50, $2.50, you know the era. Oh, that, you know, besides the car. I mean, if you were to look just at the gas prices.
$1.85.
Hey, okay, we talked about it earlier, but let's talk about it now.
Okay.
Because this is something that is a very at the top of it, the, you know, tip of people's lips. And that is that the tip of?
Tip of,
well, you know,
that's
the top of their mind.
Tip of their tongue.
Tip of their tongue.
I guess it'd be the tip of their lips.
Speaking of, yeah, the tip, the end of their. Eric Holder resigning. Okay, so it's a mixed bag. Why is he resigning? You know, in the middle, Obama has two more years. What do you really think? I mean, there's a lot of, I'm sure theorists behind why he's quitting. Is he going someplace else that is going to be another appointment?
Well, I think that you're going to, this is what I think. And you hear different reasons. One, if he leaves now, they're looking at the election. I think Obama and the Democrats believe they're going to lose the Senate. And if that's the case, if they get rid of Holder now, if he resigns now, then he also starts escaping from some of the questioning that's happening about documents for Fast and Furious, the IRS. The federal judge just turned the document, said he has to turn the documents loose about Fast and Furious, and maybe he is in there where he said he wasn't before. And so if he gets out, maybe he feels that he can avoid this and keep stonewalling it. The other part of this is Obama can bring up somebody that he wants to have in as attorney general. And if he waits till after the election,
if the Republicans do take the Senate, he'll never get them in. So now, since it's a simple up and down vote, if he brings them in, then the Senate, even though they could be lame ducks that are there, in other words, they've been beaten in their election and they're leaving, they can vote to have the new attorney general in there. I think Holder is not looking at the Supreme Court justice, you know, because they're looking at Ginsburg, because they, you know, they have to kind of like help Ginsburg in, and she of the justices is probably the most frail. So, you know, there's that thought that if she resigns and Holder could be nominated. But it still needs a two-thirds for a Supreme Court justice. So I don't think that Holder has a chance there. I don't think they can find enough Republicans to switch over to have Holder be nominated as a Supreme Court justice.
Well,
now
that's
the
okay.
Replacements for Holder, there's a lot of names, and Kamala Harris, Attorney General of California, has been mentioned. Obama said that she is, you know, one of the most qualified people, and she is the prettiest Attorney General. Those are his words. You can imagine how that went over real good. And also a gent
slid by the, right through.
Yeah, anyway, but Kamala Harris said, I mean, they don't know what she's going to do, because it was looking at the fact that Brown's going to win this election, Jerry Brown for governor, and that she wanted to run for governor. Plus, or Boxer and Feinstein are not getting any younger. So one of them may retire. And there's thoughts that Kamala Harris would like to run for senator. The other guy is a guy named Preet Bharara, who is an Asian American. And if he was nominated and accepted, would be the first Asian American attorney general. And he is the U.S. attorney in New York and has prosecuted lots of cases, going after terrorists. He's going after, I think, the governor right now of New York. And, you know, I'm not sure about him. He sounds like he could be an attorney general that really isn't there to protect the president.
All right. Also in the news, there's all kinds of things. We're going to talk about world events right now. And these are things in the headlines that really we like to talk about things that are local, but this is affecting us. World carbon dioxide emissions will hit a record high this year, driven by China's growth and keeping the world far off track from the deep cuts needed to limit climate change. This is a study that's from Sunday. More than half the proven fossil fuel reserves may have to stay in the ground if governments are serious about a promise made in 2010 to limit a rise in average temperatures to 2 degrees above pre-industrial times. Emissions of carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels and cement production will climb by 2.5% to a new record, 37 billion tons in 2014. Also in the headlines, Russia and China forming closer ties. And, don't we need to be looking at these things?
Well, you know, Obama's in there talking about, hey, everybody should do what we want and sign up for this global warming and to stop using all this coal and all the, you know, and to stop this for global, you know, warming or climate change. But what they're saying, the other countries are saying, is real simple to them. Hey, you've got yours. We want part of what you have. In other words, that if we don't continue using our industry to build up our, you know, build up our economy, then we're just going to continue the way we are, and people starving to death, no electricity and all this. The Chinese are opening up a lot of coal-fired plants all the time. The Brazilians are not saying that they're not going to cut down their rainforest. We want people to do the Al Gore lifestyle when it comes to a global warming, and they just are not going to do it. So at this point, we're taking our country and we are putting cap and trade on things. We are we're pushing to use less power and to lessen our standard of living over this. And yet the other world, that's the industrial portions of this world, for the most part, are still going full speed ahead. You know, it's going to be interesting.
Okay, also in the news, you know how sometimes you feel like, well, I sent you a letter, why didn't you get it? And then you start to question yourself, did it fall between my seat? Did I just not mail it? Did it get lost in the mail? Well, here's an interesting story that shows that just sometimes crazy things happen. This is out of New York. A New York City postal carrier is accused of failing to deliver more than 40,000 pieces of mail some dating to 2005. According to a federal court complaint, Joseph Brucato hoarded the mail at his home, car, and post office locker. He was arrested Wednesday after a supervisor noticed undelivered mail piled up in his personal vehicle. 67-year-old Bucato was arraigned Wednesday and released on his own recognizance. Got it. Bucato's attorney says his client suffered from depression. Authorities say about 2,500 pounds of U.S. mail postmarked as far back as 2005 was recovered. He hoarded.
2,500 pounds.
You know, you just wonder, but, you know.
2,500 pounds of mail.
2,500 pounds of mail dating back to 2005.
Gosh, you know what? You could use that as a reason. Oh, no, no, man. I never got that bill. No, no. And then, oh, wait a minute. It must be that guy that just arrested.
It's true. It makes
you, you know
things
what?
Happen.
It makes you wonder. Like our mail people.
They're wonderful.
They are really cool.
We have
but,
great
But you
people.
Wonder about sometimes these guys that come in, there, you know, that work part-time, you know, that they're taking the place of others. They come in and go, gosh, it's a long day. It's hot. It's really hot out here. You know what? They'll never miss it. And you never see your mail. I mean, I don't know. How many times does that happen?
I've received mail in Reading. I've received two letters that have been ripped in half.
Ooh.
And I'll put it in a little mail plastic bag saying, like, we apologize. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with half a letter? So I'm, like, trying to read, like...
Where's the other half?
It doesn't come.
Oh, you just get half of the letter.
It's happened twice. And so I try to, like, figure out what the letter's actually saying by reading just
You know what? You could have won millions of dollars.
Seriously? Wow.
We'll be right back. After these messages, Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa.
With the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're not going to take it, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst, a better-known business, can help you. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street. He guarantees the work he does on your windshields. The work he does is absolutely fabulous. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. The rain. We had a record on rain yesterday.
Thank you.
3.21 inches, breaking the record of 1.2 inches from 1923.
You know, after I finished my show last night, I came home and, I was just kind of unwinding a little bit, had a glass of wine, and I was in the study area, and I kept thinking it was like somebody was turning a light bulb on outside. It was just light. You know, and it happened frequently. And I know that when we were on the show last night, we were laughing because Nate Abarea was on last night, and he's here this morning. We had a blast. And Nate Abarea, of course, is our sports authority. He is our guy that wonderful with NorCal. Okay, tell us about your show.
Well, the NorCal Sports Show was on KCNR for a while, and we're planning on getting that back up and going. But right now, the main focus is high school football season, which started up back August 29th, and we're now in the fifth week of high school football. And every week, basically, we pick the game of the week and broadcast it live right here on KCNR. And normally, as we talked about last night, my buddy Denny Brugman is my broadcast partner. But this Friday, a very special guest actually up in the broadcast booth with me, someone, a young man you got to meet on the spot last night, Mr. Jaso Ravis, former Enterprise Hornet. And so we're out tonight at Enterprise High School, taking in Chico and Enterprise. And it'll be live right here on 1460 at 7:05 for the pregame, and then 7:30 kickoff, the Chico Panthers and the Enterprise Hornets.
Okay, so you've gone out and you've met some of the players.
Always do research. A Friday night broadcast starts Monday. It's always the way I phrased it. And it's going to be an absolute blast tonight. Had great meetings with the Enterprise coaching staff on Wednesday and the folks from Chico. Yesterday also got a little, here in about, my goodness, about 10 minutes, got a nice little interview with the one of the head writers, Joe Shuffleberger from the Chico Enterprise Record newspaper, getting a little more background info on this Chico team. First time actually ever calling one of their games. So it's just going to be an absolute treat tonight.
And so last night it was great because Jace played.
Jace played for Enterprise as recently as last year. He was part of that run all the way down
to
the
state
championship game.
Exactly. Well, I mean, young man, I should say. Nice young man.
What's he doing now?
Very present and very willing. And I think thank you for mentoring and bringing him along. I think it's going to be a fabulous night.
Absolutely. And, Carl, he's currently at Shasta College. He's playing baseball at Shasta College and planning on being a communications major. And eventually transferring to a four-year school, probably after a couple years here at Shasta College. And just a very well-spoken young man and someone who I've actually had on the radio here at KCNR three times, I think. And he's been outstanding every time he's come on talk shows or any contribution that he's made. And I thought, man, well, you know, Denny's out this week. Who better to bring in than an up-and-comer who actually has a passion for what I do for a living and for radio in general, and also someone who has quite a bit of football knowledge and quite a bit of passion still left in him for the game.
He comes across really well. He thinks Enterprise is going to whip up on.
He is a little biased. We talked about that last night. But hey, let's try to have a neutral broadcast. I know it's hard.
He's predicted a pretty wide spread there too.
I think a 20-point victory for the Hornets. I think it's going to be a little closer. Clayton Welch is one of the highest rated quarterbacks actually in the state of California, and he's Chico's main man. So should be a whole lot of fun. And then Izzy Matthews, someone who everyone's heard about here in Redding, is the Enterprise star running back and getting all sorts of attention from Division I colleges. So there's going to be some fantastic talent on display. Be sure to head out to Community Stadium tonight. And if you get out to the game, bring your little transistor radio or your smartphone. Tune into the TuneIn Radio app. You can get the Free Fire Radio online stream while you're out there at the game. I love seeing people all old school out there with the headphones and the radio actually at the game. So
well, you learn more about the game when you listen to it on the radio.
Right.
I mean, you just do. And I tell you what, and I just wish you were were a little more enthusiastic.
All right,
you know, one thing I lack is definitely enthusiasm, yeah. I'd say.
You have a pregame show tonight.
Pregame show at 7:05. Yes, 7:05 pregame with yours truly and Jason Ravis live there from the Hornet's Nest on the east side of the Sacramento
so
River.
So play-by-play tonight.
Play-by-play tonight starts 7:30. I mean, kickoff for the game is due to happen at 7:30. It's high school football. It's the first league game. There might be a little postponing going on, so we could be looking at more of a 7:45 kickoff, but it will happen. I assure you, you need not fret if there are any delays. Football will be on your radio at some point around the 7:30 time frame tonight.
Do you interview the guys afterwards, just like when they go out in the field and they, you know, do you bring them on or bring them up and say, okay, well, you know, what'd you think about the game tonight? And do they learn how to be able to talk to the media after maybe a disappointment?
Absolutely. It's something that's been very interesting kind of to pick up on that and seeing young men kind of grow in a public speaking format and a communications format. And I also love one of my favorite things is actually getting to talk to a coach after a win or a loss and seeing kind of the reactions of the coaches. And I just love the psychology of the game of football has always been quite fascinating to me. And so definitely getting in and trying to get as much feel for that as possible and give that to the listeners here on the radio. Definitely something I'm trying to do with this whole project that I was lucky enough to take on 1 year ago. And here we are in September of 2014, still doing it.
Do they still do the cheer, hey, hey, ho, ho, let's get that ball in, go, go, go?
No, but they should. Is that going to be sung at Wind River Casino on October 2nd?
No, when Linda was a cheerleader, she used
first
to do that.
First 10, do it again.
Is that the opening? We should do the opening track for Lady Bob and the Bluebird. It should just be nothing but football cheerleader tracks.
I still have my cheerleading outfit.
She has her cheerleading outfit.
But I would probably, with a toothpick, so I'm not really. Probably fits on my thigh. I haven't even tried it on. But anyway, so yeah, the cheerleading. I'm so excited
time
tonight.
To go back to your room, huh? They go back to your room.
Game of the week: the Chico, the Hornet's Nest, and the Enterprise High School play tonight. You're going to hear Nate Abarea with Jace. They're going to be calling the game. You guys are really, you know, Nate, you're setting it on fire. Everybody loves you. You've been this great addition to the North State with your calling of the sports. You started off with the 45s. Yep. And now you've done last year you did football,
basketball, the whole nine yards. The talk show was going strong. And also anybody out there interested in sponsoring sports here on KCNR and getting local football, continuing to get that on the radio, be sure to give the station a call, 605-4565, and write this email down, nate@reading1460.com. Anybody interested in just being a part of these broadcasts? We got to go all the way to a state championship game last year. It was my first year calling sports in the North State, and I happened to walk right into one of the most historic football seasons of all time. And so I love giving back to this community. And like I said, anybody interested in being a part of these broadcasts next week, real fun one, actually, 8-man football with Reading Christian will be back right here on KCNR. And we're heading out to Hayfork, actually. Reading Christian and Hayfork.
Take a breath. Reading Christian is 4-0 right now.
Reading Christian is undefeated.
As is Shasta.
Shasta down in Chico tonight, actually playing PV, playing the other Chico school. So you have two Reading Chico matchups tonight. Pleasant Valley and Shasta, both at 4-0, and then the Enterprise Chico matchup. So I love going from the big schools, from Enterprise Chico this Friday to the next Friday. We'll be out in the wilds of Hayfork taking an 8-man football between Reading Christian and Hayfork. We do it all.
Have you been to Hayfork before?
I have been one time to Hayfork, but I have never been to the Hayfork Fair, which you always tell me about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like another, it's another, what do you want, land.
Another world.
You're going into another land. And it should be great. The Hayfork, they're really serious about their football out there.
Absolutely. Great, great history. And like I said, I love the aspect of what we're able to do as far as giving love to all the schools, no matter the size, whether it's something as small as Reading Christian or Hayfork or as big and prominent as Enterprise. It's all about supporting everybody here in the North State and giving back to this place that has been quite good to yours truly. And it's just a privilege to be able to do what I do out here in Reading and the surrounding areas. And thank you to you guys for giving me the opportunity. What seems like just yesterday, but my goodness, it's been 14 months since I showed up here and still
amazing,
still trucking, still
That's
doing
great.
It, baby.
Yep. Well, we're happy to have you aboard.
Check his eyes out, will
you? Check his eyes. Hey, you know what? Speaking of which, you know, and I know it's high school football, but I know this weekend there's a lot going on. And so, you know, we're just going to say, be careful not to drink and drive. And that kind of is a great segue with something that's a positive way to close this night or close this day. And headlines again. The dog Cooper is the star of a new Anheuser-Busch responsible drinking commercial that's gone viral with more than 13 million views since being posted less than a week ago. And it's an adorable lab who, you know, grows up and, you know, how the love of a dog and their owner, and he waits at the door while his owner goes out and parties. And it says, the words are, some have waited and never been met. Never came back. So what's really cool that they're doing this don't drink and drive. So if this story is, he does come back, but the next day. So his friends were responsible to have him not drive.
Well, that's, okay.
And it's a happy ending. So remember to be healthy and happy and responsible this weekend.
Game starts at 7 o'clock. 7:05 tonight is the halftime.
7:05 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. Enterprise
kickoff.
Hosting Chico, Yale.
And starting again, you know, of course, we've got shows all this weekend. And on Monday, we're starting back with our candidates. Mike DeQuisto will be with us on Monday. We're going to talk about why Mike is running and what he plans on doing for our city if elected. Have a great weekend.
Nate. Thanks, Carl.
We'll
listen
to you tonight.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you,
Savannah. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back down.
Gonna stand. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's not the weather that has canceled hundreds of flights at Chicago's two airports. The problem is something that happened at an air traffic control facility in Aurora, Illinois.
There appears to be a fire that was set by a contract employee. There is no terrorist act.
Police Chief Greg Thomas says a man was found in the facility's basement suffering a self-inflicted wound. He's hospitalized. This could snarl a lot of people's travel plans. Chicago is a major air travel hub. The U.S. is gaining two more allies in the battle against ISIS. The Danish government and Belgium are sending fighter jets to participate in airstrikes, and the U.K. is debating what its role should be.
Is there a threat to the British people? The answer is yes.
Prime Minister David Cameron telling the House of Commons that Britain must join the fight. Also at SRNnews.com, a Republican Congress.